I don't think they've made the business case. They haven't demonstrated the value to the Hill in the metrics that the Hill's interested in right now. And I think that's all about the cost savings. So I know the administration likes to tout $3 billion in cost savings. I think it's vaporware in the eyes of the Hill.
Mm-hmm. What would the administration be able to do to convince the Hill it's not vaporware? What's the business case for these funds?
Well, clearly you have value from transparency, and I think the biggest benefactors of transparency in government have been the Tea Parties, these localized movements that are supporting so many of these the folks in the Hill that are looking for the real savings. But you know, there's a game board that you have to score savings on,
mm-hmm.
and it's very, very important for the new CIO to understand that game board is set up by CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. So if you're going to claim savings, it can't be just a public relations thing. If you're going to put information out there on the IT dashboard or USA Spending, it can't be filtered information. It's got to be the real information. And the audit trail to the savings has to match the way that CBO scores the savings. And once members understand that there's a return on their investment in the metrics that are important to them, they'll support it. But I think the key insight here is a lot of people now, because of the debt reduction and the deficit controls, are looking for savings that CBO can score.
What does the White House, what does the administration have to do to get on that track?
Well, you know, it's hard for OMB because OMB has its own scoring methodology, and that's it's a little bit contentious on which one to use.
But I would think there would be incentive there. I mean, I can't imagine OMB doesn't understand that, hey, if we score this using CBO methods, it's going to be easier for us to keep the money that we want in the budget.
Well, that may be true on a program-by-program basis. I think there still is a lot of competitiveness between OMB and CBO. But when you get down to that, the projects that comprise the EGA fund or the new citizen fund, you got to have the business case. And that means you've got to state the value proposition and have that line of sight, we used to call it, or that cause and effect data that shows you're going to, in this case, generate the cost savings or whatever metrics are anointed by CBO so that they can score this as no net cost or very little net cost, something that shows the value is there to offset the expenditure. Mm-hmm. That's what the Congress is looking for.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going to sit down with Steve Van Roekel and say, listen, this is how you need to go about, this is what I would suggest you do to go about getting this money put back in there, because the House has made the commitment. That's what I think is kind of ironic. The Republican House has about twice as much money dedicated to this fund as the Democratic Senate's. You would think it might be the other way. If you're going to sit down with Steve Van Roekel and say, this is what I would suggest you do to go about getting this money put back on the Senate side, what would you say to him?
Well, I think that they got to dust off the old business case, whatever budget justification they put in there. And I think they got to invest a little in showing that return on investment, not just in what is important to the president, but what the decision makers on the Hill view as important.
You're also involved in a thing that you were telling me about before we went on the air, and that is part of a broader conversation about IT projects in government. Tell me about that.
Well, there's a group of folks started with the Industry Advisory Council, Enterprise Architecture, SIG, and kind of now is a spinoff group that we call Smart Lean Government, and we're on GovLoop and LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
the Smart Lean Government. Encourage people interested in this concept to join. It's really a simple concept. In the federal enterprise architecture work, we built a number of models that relate what people are doing, the business process of the agencies, the data, and the technology to the performance of government programs. We knew from that work that there's a lot of redundancy, and we know from other work that there's redundancy in IT. Many people think that that redundancy in IT is manageable independent of the programs, and that's just wrong. So what we're looking at is how do you consolidate the programs, tying it to performance, where you'll see that clear audit trail to improve performance at lower cost with savings, and it will involve savings in IT as well as savings in people. All that data, all that tool set that you need to do that analysis is involved by using those enterprise architecture tools, and that's the smart lean government concept.
Now, to be fair, there have been about 78 billion different efforts to do what you're trying to do here. What's different about this effort?
Well, I think that we have a very robust set of high-level data from GAO's study that Senator Coburn sponsored. It's by law mandated every year on this issue of redundancy by policy area of the government. And, of course, that's the way to do this is you look at the 20 to 60 different programs in any policy area. And what I believe on this is that the reason that we have these redundant programs is because when we have poor-performing programs, the new Congress or the next Congress jumps in, creates another program under the jurisdiction of the committee of that member who wants to appeal to a given constituency. You know, it's very customer service-oriented in the Congress. You can't really fault them for doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what led to the redundancy. Now, the reason it's really important now, we're about to go through a round of deficit and debt cutting. So you've got some programs that are poor performing, some programs that are good performing. The typical way Congress operates is a salami slicer, as one of our members of the group, Bob Haycock, likes to call it a meat cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that, now you take the poor performing programs and you make them perform worse, and you take the good performing programs and you turn them into poor performing programs, and you see the pattern that's grown up over the three rounds of deficit reduction we had in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Now all you have is poor-performing programs. Next Congress comes in, a constituency shows up, our needs aren't being served, and boom, more redundant programs.
Right.
So now's the time to rationalize within these program areas because we can clearly see the pattern of more redundancy, more government spending, and muting, as we saw in the deficit reduction movements in the 90s, unless we can really get control of the redundancy. Senator Coburn understands this, GAO understands this, and there's a body of knowledge out there.
Given where we are in Congress, though, what makes you optimistic that the wisdom that you've collected and the data that you've collected and analyzed will really be seen and understood by members of Congress and they'll act upon it instead of doing the meat cleaver again?
Well, it takes a champion, and it takes a champion in a position to drive some of this. I think Senator Coburn has pushed that from his perch on Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. He was part of the Gang of Six. Other members understood that. So now we have legislation that he's pushing that affects the whole budgeting, appropriations, and governmental affairs jurisdictions. That's going to bring this to the forefront, and I think there are similar efforts away in the House, but I think it's still early on in that movement. And so we're aggressively trying to educate. We're not doing any lobbying. It's merely an education. But clearly, we know that the politically palatable salami slicer approach is exactly the wrong approach. And Congress tends to demand information. If there's a debate that engages, people want information, and we're hoping to fill that void for information.